Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, July 2nd, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Samsung announced a new product launch on August 7th in New York, likely based on the Note 10. A recent rumor about the Note 10 said that the S Pen might have a camera of its own. And another rumor said that the Note 10 could have four rear cameras. NVIDIA has refreshed its RTX line, the RTX 2060 Super and the RTX 2070 Super, available on July 9th for the same price as their previous numbered versions, $399 and $499, respectively. On July 23rd, the $600.99 RTX 2080 Super will go on sale, and NVIDIA will continue selling the RTX 2080 Ti, that's $999, and RTX 2060, which has been marked down to $349. The 2070 and 2080 graphics cards are being phased out by NVIDIA. Apple CEO Tim Cook disputed a report about the departure of design chief Johnny Ive, saying that Ive had grown frustrated with Cook's leadership, and the report doesn't match reality and fails to understand how Apple's design team actually works. Ive was responsible for the design of many Apple products, including the iPad, the iPhone, the iPod, and the Apple Watch. Sources tell CNBC that Dish Network and T-Mobile have agreed to a deal that brings T-Mobile closer to a deal with rival carrier Sprint. The U.S. government has argued that agreement between the two companies wouldn't ensure that Dish would represent meaningful competition following the $26 billion merger between Sprint and T-Mobile. T-Mobile's parent company, Deutsche Telekom, says it will sell assets like wireless spectrum licenses and make other promises to help conserve competition in the cellular market. Strategy Analytics reports that Roku now powers 41 million OTT devices and smart TVs globally and now accounts for more than 30% of connected device sales as of Q1. Roku's 41 million market share is 36% more than Sony's PlayStation, which is in the number two spot. Strategy Analytics predicts that Roku's lead will stretch to 70% by the end of 2019, with 52 million devices in use, accounting for 18% of the total market. Mozilla announced Firefox Preview, a pilot of its new Android browser and powered by Mozilla's Geek2View engine. It's said to replace the current Firefox Android app this fall, but developers can download it from Google Play now. Mozilla also put its privacy and performance-based Firefox Focus for Android development on hold, and instead is adding Firefox Focus functionality to Android's main Firefox app. And finally, Bloomberg reported Thursday that bylines on research papers indicate that Huawei employees worked on at least 10 research projects alongside Chinese armed forces personnel over the last decade, including projects related to radio communications and artificial intelligence. A spokesman told Reuters, quote, "Huawei is not aware of its employees publishing research papers in their individual capacity." A spokesperson told Reuters, quote, Huawei is not aware of its employees publishing research papers in their individual capacity. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. Remember, rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sarah Lane. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.